Chapter 1974.
Boog!
The game. Baltimore Orioles 3, Detroit Tigers 2 at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. Attendance 23,918 on Friday, April 5th, 1974. It was a rain delay. Temps in the 60s. Hall of Famers. Orioles manager Earl Weaver. Pitcher Jim Palmer and third baseman Brooks Robinson. And Tigers right fielder Al Kaline. Game highlights. Rain once again had postponed opening day to Friday, and early afternoon showers delayed the start by nearly an hour. But once things got started, time flew by as pitchers Jim Palmer for Baltimore and Mickey Lolich for Detroit breezed through their opponents in just over 2 hours. Palmer, who had won the first of his three Cy Young Awards in 1973 and would finish in the top five on five other occasions during his brilliant 19-year Hall of Fame career with the Orioles, needed relief help in the ninth from Grant Jackson to close out the win. Orioles outfielder and 1973 American League Rookie of the Year Al Bumbrey scored the winning run in the eighth inning. The story. I must have felt an odd sense of deja vu on opening day 1974. Just like opening day 1970, Detroit was the visiting team, Mickey Lolich was pitching for the Tigers, and it was raining at game time. A twinge of nostalgia must have tugged at my heart. There they were, former Senators Eddie Brinkman and Aurelio Rodriguez playing shortstop and third base, respectively, for the Tigers, both part of that disastrous trade that brought Denny McLain to Washington following the 1970 season. When Brinkman led off the game with a walk, followed by a Rodriguez single, I probably stood up and cheered. For Roundy and me, this was our third road trip to Baltimore for opening day, but I don't think he'd quite yet figured out the best way back to D.C. Baltimore's one-way streets made it difficult to simply retrace the route for the journey home. We must have lingered a bit after the game because I remember close-by parking spaces outside the third base side of Memorial Stadium being generally empty. As we walked toward 33rd Street, we spotted a monster of a man getting into a vehicle large enough to accommodate his immense size. It was Orioles first baseman Boog Powell. We had no camera, and I don't remember asking for an autograph. I do remember my dad doing the most unroundy-like thing. He asked for directions. Boog could not have been more gracious. He explained something about St. Paul Street this way and Green Street that way. And in an instant, the wall of dislike between me and the northern enemy of my Senators had been penetrated. As I pondered this awakening on the long drive home, I must have recrafted my fan logic. The Texas Rangers, I surmised, could be my favorite team in the American League West, and Boog Powell's Orioles could be my favorite team in the AL East. Settled. John Wesley Boog Powell was one of the biggest stars of the game at the time, both literally and figuratively. He was listed as being 6 feet, 4 inches, 230 pounds. He seemed significantly larger to a 13-year-old boy. Between 1966 and 1974, one reason that allowed five different Oriole infielders to accumulate 19 gold gloves over 9 seasons, Brooks Robinson 9, Mark Belanger 4, Dave Johnson 3, Bobby Grich 2, and Luis Aparicio 1, was the sheer size of the first base target at which they were throwing. My memory of Powell is of a first baseman gracefully extending his left leg in an extreme stretch, lunging toward his infielder teammate, a cross between a gymnast on the balance beam and a powerlifter. He was even more intimidating with the bat, hitting more than 300 home runs during his career in Baltimore. He was named the American League MVP following the 1970 season and played in 4 straight All-Star games from 1968 to 71. It was that same affable personality Roundy and I experienced in the parking lot that afforded Powell a second and third career once his playing days were over in 1977. He starred in a series of famous Miller Lite beer commercials in the 1980s, and when the Orioles moved from Memorial Stadium to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in 1992, Powell's career as a restaurateur was launched. Boog's Barbecue extended the big guy's baseball career more than 25 years, well into the 21st century, feeding another generation of fans a bit of nostalgia with their pulled pork and ribs. The wildly successful business spawned an additional location in Maryland and another in Boog's native Florida. In August 2017, a home run ball landed in the right field flag court and was on the path straight to Boog's place. It was the first major league home run for 24-year-old Boog Powell. Herschel Mack Boog Powell IV, no relation, of the Oakland A's. Young Boog played only 59 games in the majors in his short career and hit only 3 home runs. What are the odds that one would land so close to the man who inspired his dad, an Angels fan, to assign such a nickname to his son? The two met the next day for a made-for-TV meet-and-greet. While visiting the right field eatery, Boog the elder fed the younger guest well, as the two gushed with mutual admiration. When they were done, if Boog the younger needed help getting back to the clubhouse, he just needed to ask for directions. Surely the ever-gracious elder would have shown him the way back home. For box scores, play-by-play, and Boog's bio from Sabre.org, visit openingday5050.com.